Hey, Dan.
Hey, Jason.
How's it going?
It's going okay. How are you doing?
Not bad. It's a, in the summer here, because of course it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't start with talk about the weather, but Mike doesn't let me do that on Upgrade anymore, so I have to do it here. You know, we get our weather is so variable because we're close to the ocean, close to the bay, and, what I'm saying is it's actually a summer day today, so I'm very happy because I like it when it's an actual summer day in the summertime and not like 66 degrees and foggy all day, because that's not as fun when it's summertime.
It's raining here, yeah. And it's,
but it's
about
a
70.
Hot, it's a hot rain.
It's a hot rain. That's what you like. It's acid rain.
See, I try to explain to people, because California weather's so weird. We don't have hot rain or warm rain. It doesn't happen. Like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't rain in the summertime here. It basically doesn't rain. I mean, the last few years, it just doesn't rain. But it basically doesn't rain between, like, May and October. Sometimes April and November. Like,
well, the
rain
is your winter, right?
Yeah, rain is what winter is. Is that?
That'd be like if it snowed in the summer here. That'd be weird.
It would be weird. That would be super weird. So, yeah, what I'm saying is that when I go to a place like Arizona or Hawaii, where they do sometimes have the hot rain, the warm rain, it's I realize that's the thing that's really weird, is that you get caught out in the rain, but it's still warm out. It's like that. We don't have that. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's 83 degrees out today and right now. And so summer is legit. And that makes me happy, because so many of our summer days are not summery. So yeah, that's where I am in the summertime. It's nice. I'm running betas.
As traditional.
It's summer. That's it. We're wearing shorts and running betas. That's what summer means to me. Writing reviews. Oh, summer is all about computer operating systems being tested and warm.
Yeah, I as the old song goes, yeah. Summertime. And the living
and the
is...
And the beta
betas are easy.
And the beta testing is easy.
Yeah.
I did have a moment with iOS 11 this morning where I was trying to fix a problem that was particularly vexing. Web nerdery, like... You know how you build a system in order to make it easy for the user? You would think back to when you were doing web development, right?
Sure,
you build a system,
sure.
And if you're an app developer, it's the same way, I imagine, to make it easy on the user. Like, you don't have to worry about it. We take care of everything. We convert everything. And then you get a user who's a little too smart and starts to, like, think that they're helpful by doing things you're already doing, because they're just smart enough to be dangerous.
Users are like velociraptors, Jason.
So clever.
A little bit goes a long way.
So what I'm saying is Scott McNulty is just smart enough to be dangerous.
I've said that for years. That's Scott's official nemesis.
Your nemesis, yeah, I know. Because he did an episode of Random Trek that has a guest who had an acute accent in her name. And rather than just type the acute accent, he thought, well, I want to convert this so it works well in HTML. He typed ampersand e acute semicolon, which broke all the incomparable RSS feeds, because that is not an acceptable XML entity. And if he had put it in as an 8-bit character, it all would have been fine.
But it was poor René Drop Tables.
Yeah. And
that's a joke for like four people. It's
yeah,
fine.
They got it. So yeah. So I was doing that, trying to figure out what was wrong, and that required me to be I transmit open the FTP client, because I'm trying to look at what files on the web server are being built, like what does the feed look like, has it been updated, what else, because we've had some issues about like feeds not getting updated that I thought were fixed, which is why I was frustrated. It's like, why is this happening? Turns out totally different issue. So I got transmit open. I've got Safari open because I've got like the CMS open, and I've also got FeedPress open, which is our feed provider, which kind of proxies the feed from the origin, which is the incomparable web server. So I'm doing all of this trying to figure this out. And also I have Slack open where I'm talking to Greg Noss, who's the sysadmin for the server and set up the CMS. And I'm like, you know, what has happened now? Like, why is this happening? And what I'm saying is I like using beta OSs like iOS 11 because they give you so much functionality. But I will say this, when you're in a moment where you're like, I've got 20 minutes to solve this and I'm frantic and I'm a little bit angry, that's when you notice every single beta quirk of that beta software. Because I was like, why is this keyboard doing this weird thing? Why did this page kind of stall out in Safari and I have to close it and then open a new page and then put in the URL again and then wait and then it's like not loading it and it's loading an old page then it loads the new page and I'm like, and you know what? Safari is a little weird right now. Because it's a beta. It's fine. But then I get into this intense situation, and it was then all of those little bugs became like mountains.
Showstoppers.
Like, I hate you. They weren't even showstoppers. They were just show slowers.
Show
at a
stallers.
Moment where I did not want to be stalled at all. Well,
it's the... I mean, it's Murphy's Law sort of thing, right? Like... Yeah, I've had this problem go for a couple things. I've been like writing pieces on my iPad, and of course, the editor I was using the other day, I was trying to get a piece out of Dropbox on the iPad or into Dropbox.
Oh my God, Dropbox did an update that totally broke Dropbox.
And not only that, but like a bunch of the apps that I have that like in theory have Dropbox integration were having their own problems, or wouldn't let me do that, or wouldn't let me copy text, or some huge variety of things.
Good
all
reader.
Of a sudden, I realized I'm trapped with this stupid thing here.
So I went for the weekend, and again, I'm gonna say I think that our listeners understand this, but it's like it's a beta. It is our fault for using it, not Apple's fault for having bugs in a beta. It's a beta. But I'm gone for the weekend, last weekend, and I committed to be iPad only, although. My son had his laptop, so I could have, in desperation, used a Mac if I needed to. But it was like, no, I could do this on my iPad. And I did most of it. I edited and posted a couple of podcasts, and I even recorded a podcast entirely and edited and posted it entirely on iOS. It was fine. It was all fine. But a key part of my workflow is Dropbox, and I did update the Dropbox app. And what they did was they updated the Dropbox app, and I don't know quite what happened, but on iOS 11, the new version of the shipping Dropbox app doesn't have a share sheet, doesn't have a share control.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can't get the files out. Now, it's actually, there is some files, like, you can get out by... opening them, like you can save a photo, I guess, to the photo library. That's something you can do. You can like long press on the photo when it's full screen and it'll say save to camera roll. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's a workaround. But like I needed to do like pull an audio file that somebody put in Dropbox and open it in a different app in Ferrite, my editor. And it just wouldn't do it. And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? And pro tip to iOS 11 users, there are apps that will look into your Dropbox folder and let you do arbitrary things with the files it finds there, like Goodreader, which is the one that I use, that I already had set up. And Goodreader lets me look at a file and say, open this in this app. And it from Dropbox, it downloads it, opens it in the other app, works great. It's like Goodreader is sort of like...
It is the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, it's
of
not just
iOS tools.
I got it as a PDF reader, but it's really like almost like the Finder. It's like
a
file system of its own. And
yeah, it's basically the file system. I found it that is an app that I used to use a lot more than I use right now. But it is an app that I often fall back to.
Yeah.
When nothing else will work.
In case of emergency break glass and open
exactly.
Goodreader.
I don't know why that app is so robust in that way, but God knows it is.
It saved my bacon this weekend because it let me work around Dropbox, where I was like, Dropbox is now just a repository. It's no longer an app. It's just a cloud file system, and I can browse it from Goodreader, pull the file down, and then do what I want with it. And so that's what I did, and it worked fine. The podcasts were saved, but that is life as a beta user. It's just that stuff is going to happen. And I was reminded of it, like, oh yeah, this is what this is going to be like. I was listening to ATP this morning when I was driving to the doctor. Marco was talking about he crystallized it really well. The great conundrum of being excited as an iOS user with a beta, because unless you have test flight and you're on a beta of an app, what you end up in this really weird situation where it's like, yeah, iOS 11, but all your apps are like, I don't know what iOS 11 is. I can't, and they can't use drag and drop. They can't see the things from the Files app. They like, they're totally useless. Or worse, if they've got that like cloud services document provider interface that they're using that totally works in iOS 10, that's tied into the Files app interface now, which is broken. So all that stuff is broken too. And it's true. Like, I have memories of these late summers of July and August where it's like, I've learned everything there is to know about iOS, the new version, but there's this great mystery that is still out there, which is like, how will apps work with it? And unless you're very lucky and you know somebody who's got a beta that they're willing to share with you of their app, you just, until it ships, or the week before it ships, maybe, you just don't know, because those your apps are still stupid. Even though the OS has gotten all these new features, the apps are completely oblivious to it.
Right. It's just half the story at that point. So yeah, you've got to rely on what Apple has done. And that's about it. Sometimes, every once in a while, you know, apps will start updating before, as you said, sometimes a week before, sometimes a couple weeks before, sometimes people start slipping in like iOS 11 compatibility stuff early.
Right, but they're building, you can't build for iOS 11, right? But they can slip compatibility things into 10, the 10 builds that work on 11 better, and that's nice. But you get something like Files, though. Like, Files really needs to work with other apps. And
there's really very little point to using it as it is right now, other than as essentially a replacement for iCloud Drive.
Right. Which is where it came from, presumably. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but it's basically a new version of the iCloud Drive app that supports the other document pickers and does more.
It's a slightly nicer UI and all that, but that's,
I'm a little baffled. I don't know if you've tried this, but I'm still a little baffled by the On My iPad concept in the Files app. Which is like, one of the things I've always hated about using iCloud Drive is like, I don't, especially if I'm visiting my sister-in-law and they've got a really slow internet connection and I'm trying to parcel out what gets synced. It's like, I don't really want to put this file somewhere where I can get it somewhere else, but I don't want to put it in iCloud Drive because I don't want to sync it. Like, I don't want this transmitted anywhere. I just want it to move it on my device. And I think that's what On My iPad is, but it's weird because, like, up to now, Apple's kind of said, really, iCloud Drive is your file system on the iPad. And now it's like, well, it's one of many cloud file systems, plus there's On My iPad, whatever the heck that is. And I will say this too, it's not the same thing as when you attach your iPad to a Mac and look in iTunes at the files that are there. That's a totally different set of files, which is like, how many mini file systems does this operating system have?
Yeah, that's a concept that I've, you know, it's existed in other places within iOS. For example, like Notes, for example, is a great, like a place where now in iOS 11, I think they sort of had this before, but they changed the interface around a little bit. Like, you could have notes that were stored on your iPad versus in iCloud, which I always found a bit confusing, because for notes, it's like, why would I ever want anything only on my iPad? For me, such a huge part of notes is if that information is available on all my devices. And similarly, calendar, there's been like an On My Mac calendar section for years, where it's stuff that's not like in iCloud or Google Calendar or whatever. And I often just found those like kind of annoying, because I ended up with like orphans, and I would accidentally, you know, have something and store it on, you know, put that on my calendar, and it was on my Mac and didn't get synced to any of my other devices. So when I went to look it up, couldn't find it. I felt like they had been somewhat excising that, but I noticed there is a very prominent option for On My iPad notes as opposed to iCloud sync notes in iOS 11. So
yeah, I like it because, like I said, I like the idea that sometimes you just want to carry it with you, and the mandatory iCloud Drive thing always has bugged me. It's like, and I worry that that's one of those insular Apple things where it's like, sure, you're at Apple, you've got fast internet, you've got Wi-Fi, and you've got a cellular iPad, and you've got internet wherever you go. And it's like, you know what? A lot of times I use that file repository to keep things on my iPad, and not because I want it everywhere. Please let me have that as a concept. And it looks like that's what they're doing, which is, I think, the right thing to do. Is like, look, you've got all these cloud services, and then you've got your iPad. And if all you want to do is park it on your iPad, great. We can do that. And then another app can look in there and pull that file out, you know, and open that file. Perfect. But let's be clear, that means that's the file system on the iPad as far as the user is concerned. And right now it's all a little confusing, but it's a beta, right? I mean, Files doesn't look like it's done. I wrote the story for Macworld this week about the podcast app stuff because that didn't get as much play as I think it should in terms of how the podcast app is going to be a lot better because they've extended all the like fields that you can have in a podcast feed. So I did a summary story of that, and I heard from a bunch of people who are like, I don't know what you're looking at, but the podcast app in iOS 11 is a mess. And it's like, yeah, that's because it's a beta. They announced this format. Almost nobody even supports it yet. But let's check back on this in September, because the podcast app clearly is just under development, and it's going to be this summer. It's going to keep getting better, but it's not done. The Files app feels the same way. It's like there's a lot of stuff in that Files app, but it's totally not done. That's why they're not shipping iOS 11 today. These apps aren't done. These apps are betas that we all get to see in progress, and that's just that's beta life.
Yeah, my iPad thing is a little confusing in that it's like I feel like that should be accessible via that iTunes file sharing. That seems like logical to me.
It should be exactly the same. And that would be really nice. That's one of my big disappointments. I mean, I realize it's kind of esoteric, but like as somebody who does take big files on and off my iPad via wire every so often when I'm doing audio stuff, it's like I still don't know why that area doesn't just get mounted in the Finder, right? Like, why do I have to? The iTunes interface for it is terrible. Like, why would you not just put a thing? If you've got on my iPad, if you plug it into a Mac, why would you not just show the contents of on my iPad on your Mac as your iPad hard drive? Why not?
I think just looking at it now, I think that's sort of the file sharing interface is sort of the Files interface, because I am seeing like apps on there that I can look at and it shows me the same file for on my iPad, like in iTunes, but it's confusing.
It may be also that the apps have to be updated, because the stuff that I didn't see is like I have like in the Ferrite box is where I drag the audio files, and that doesn't show up in on my iPad. But it may be that it's just not using the API that is going to be required that makes it visible.
Because I can see, for example, just as and this is all again beta stuff, Byword, which is an editor I've used from time to time, shows up in file sharing and shows me the same 4 kilobyte text file that I can see on my iPad. So that may be where they're going, definitely makes more sense. But like you said, some apps may need to be updated. But I agree with you, mounting thing. I mean, like you used to be able to do that with an iPod way back in like the day when the iPod was essentially a FireWire hard drive.
Yes,
like you could drag files onto it. They wouldn't show up in like the music.
Yeah, the iPod
section.
Wouldn't really see it.
But you could use it as like a hard drive, right? Like, and it's like you should be able to do something like that.
Apple, obviously, for all of the hangups that Apple has kind of gotten over, they've gotten some organizational therapy about a lot of their hangups, like the fact that there's a file system. I would say one of Apple's hangups that they seem to have not let go of is this idea that wireless is the future, and therefore they're going to put no effort into anything involving connecting things physically. And it's stupid. I mean, it's stupid. I get like in the arc of history that wireless stuff is going to be everything. I get that, but that's a little bit like saying we're all going to be dead, so why try? Like it's the point is right now people have, like, if somebody hands you a USB, forgive me, I've ranted about this before. If somebody hands you a USB stick and you've got an iPad, you're like, what the hell do I do with this? They're like, well, there's a Word file on it, and you've got Word on your iPad. It's like, there's literally nothing I can do with this. I bought a box that I can put SD cards into that I can connect to via Wi-Fi in order to read on a custom app in order to read those files. And hopefully with iOS 11, I can actually like drag them into the Files app and be done, right? But that's bananas. Right. Why not let you attach an external flash drive, an external hard drive? Why is there no kind of native connection to network servers if they're going to be in the Fortune 500 companies and all of that? That's kind of baffling to me. And then on the Mac, it's the same thing, which is like, and why can I not plug these devices into my Mac or perhaps PC, but let's just focus on the Mac here, and have that little storage area that's now been created, my files on my iPad, just show up and be like, oh, there are my files on my iPad. It's like, this is not, I know it's not the future, and I know it's not maybe needing a huge focus, but it's like, if you're serious about professional use of the iPad, I would say somebody handing you a PowerPoint presentation on a flash drive and you've got Office on your I mean, you could tell them, can you put this on OneDrive? You could do that. But right. I'm just saying, people don't do that. People still pass around flash drives and stuff. And the iPad can't touch it.
There are so many different file services that you never know what the person might be using, right?
Sure.
Like,
you never know. Even in a corporate environment, if you've got a corporate OneDrive and all of that, it still doesn't mean that in the hotel room the night before the presentation, somebody knocks on your door and says, here are my slides, and you've got your iPad, and you're like, I'm hosed now, because can't read anything but photos and videos off of external media.
Invariably, there is going to be a situation where that just doesn't work. So, yeah, you want to think, I mean, as we've discussed before, you know, if you have no similar problem, right? If you're carrying a Mac, right? It's just one of those limitations where it's like, yeah, the iPad can do most everything, except every once in a while you hit a wall. And it's not because that isn't possible. Like, it's not technologically, right? Like, they could make that work, just because they haven't chosen to do so.
Yeah, so that is why I'm going to mention it, because people always, let me see if I can log into Amazon and see which, this is good podcasting, but it's the secret podcast, so you get the special stuff. It's the Kingston Mobilite G3 is the name of it. It is a 5400 mAh battery power pack, and it has an SD card slot. So that what you can do is it'll charge or power anything that's powered by USB, but you put a card in the SD card slot from somewhere else, and it has a Wi-Fi base station in it, and you connect to its Wi-Fi and open an app on your iPad or your iPhone, and it'll show you the contents of a USB hard drive if you attach it, or of that SD card, at which point you can pull files off of it and put them on your iPad somewhere else. And
see, that's hilarious to me, because that's the kind of thing, if you showed, like, I feel like if you showed Apple that you were doing that, they'd be like, what? No, why are you using that thing? Like, whoa, we should fix it, right? Like, it seems so hacky.
I also have a Wi-Fi SD card, but what I discovered when I was in Phoenix and doing podcasts is that is using a very, like, I think, for the miniaturization reasons, a very slow Wi-Fi chip. And it was taking forever to transfer files. And this thing is like five times faster. But it's another box to bring. But it does solve my problem. And it's a battery, which is nice.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
if you describe the situation to Apple, right, their answer should totally be, that's ridiculous, right? Why don't you just buy our USB adapter and plug that SD card or SD our Lightning SD adapter, which they make, or our Lightning USB adapter and that keychain drive, and just attach it and then pull the files off using the Files app? It's like, yeah, why can't I? Exactly. Yep. Why can't I? And the answer is no good reason, because we don't think that people actually have devices and memory cards that have files on them. Which,
you know,
is
there was an era
baffling.
Where I believe the rationale behind it was that they were really just trying not to make it any easier for jailbreakers. But
sure.
I feel like at this point, that's not what it was.
It's kind of too late. Besides which, you can attach things via a Mac and drag things onto it, right? It's not like you can't get files onto that by Dropbox, via a Mac,
sure, right,
via
exactly.
iCloud Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like so many different vectors here.
That is an additional vector. Is not going to be like that much worse, honestly. And the jailbreaking thing is not what it used to be. I mean, there's still a lot of appetite for exploits and the like, but I don't think that's going to break the camel's back.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. That's one of my little personal axes to grind. It's frustrating. I'm writing a story where I'm going to mention it, because it's like, you know, it feels to me like it bites me about podcast stuff, because I have a mobile recorder and it writes on SD cards, and then I can't get the files off if I have an iPad, which seems dumb. But I've dealt with that before with my iPad at like user groups meetings or business things where, you know, those flash drives are currency. They're like, everybody's got them, and they SneakerNet still exists. And I know, yes, ideally everybody would be using a cloud service thing and would be able to send everybody else a cloud service link to download the file and all that. But I think that is not what really happens. And yes, it would be great if my compact flash recorder had AirDrop or something on it, but it doesn't. It doesn't.
Right. Right.
But it has a memory card. So, and Apple went to the trouble of making iOS able to read memory cards, but only if they have photos or videos, because they wanted camera import. It's like, well, in a world where the Files app exists, that's the thing that really gets me about this, because this is not a new complaint. My complaint is they built the Files app. This is the perfect time to support this. Why doesn't it support it? If your OS can see that card, why would it not show it in the Files app with the contents of the card? But it doesn't. I don't know. It's baffling to me. Baffling.
Just like causing problems.
Yeah, maybe I should file a radar. Actually, that would be a great bug ticket to file, which is expected behavior. If I attach an SD card, the Files app should show its contents. Actual behavior, it opens the Photos app and asks me to import pictures.
Yeah.
That would be delightful.
Get some dupes on that.
Yeah, they'll close that one right away. Anything else going on?
I wrote about my new iMac.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting. The old iMac is sitting looking forlorn on the other desk because I still need to get some other stuff off of it. Well, the old iMac had a SSD and a 1 terabyte hard drive, and so I ended up partitioning that terabyte hard drive and using it as a backup for other computers in the house, like my laptop. So I was like time machining to that drive, which, you know, saved me the trouble of having a bunch of other drives lying around, but now I have to clone that to something else. So that's fun. And I'm trying to figure out what my new backup strategy going forward is for the fact that I have a laptop, an iMac, and of course my Mac Mini. So I've been for like a year or two, I've been thinking about maybe it's time to invest in an NAS just to be able to back up a bunch of different stuff to one source rather than having a preponderance. I just hate the idea of having hard drives littered around the house, because I always end up with these hard drives that are like, I have a stack of hard drives sitting over there that are all backups of computers I don't have anymore, and I probably have all those files elsewhere, but like I'm not sure enough that I feel confident getting rid of any of them.
You've got that Mac Mini, so I feel like you don't need a NAS, you just need a big hard drive. Because you could, if you attach, you know, and it could be a RAID, but if you attach a big hard drive to your Mac Mini, if you don't already have a big hard drive because you've got media files and stuff on it, right? But you could use that, and if as a backup, as a time machine drive. And I think for $20, you can buy macOS Server.
I have macOS Server.
Okay, well there, and then you turn on time machine backups, and then your Mac Mini is your backup server.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
It totally works. You just need the space.
I have a drive attached to it already. That's just a
media drive,
super duper clone.
Oh, a clone. Yeah,
that's my backup, because the Mini's backed up. That one is crash planned and has a super duper that runs daily.
All right,
but it's just the iMac and the laptop that need sort of a safety net.
And then hard drives are big now, so you could just hang a big hard drive off of that Mac Mini running Server and point your other devices to it as a time machine drive. That's what I do. I back up my iMac to my Mac Mini via
to an
time
external
machine.
Drive on the Mac Mini.
Yeah, it's a Drobo 5D. So it's a RAID. So
it is a RAID,
it's not a NAS. It's not their network attached version. It's just a Thunderbolt.
Interesting. Yeah, a Thunderbolt option would be nice. I think that Mini has Thunderbolt. Should.
Something
that's
to do.
An idea.
But it
that's
works. For,
idea.
It works for me. I mean, and then that's my whole network. Any Mac on my network can back up to that. That which I think in practice the only one doing it is my iMac, but my iMac is backing up to it for sure.
Yeah, well, it's nice because you know, so I got way more storage in this one. It's got a 512 as opposed to, I think I had a 256 SSD, which I was constantly running up against, and a 512, that should keep me going for a little while, because I'm unlikely to duplicate, like, you know, twice again as many files as I have on there right now.
You know, I'm that's the size of mine on my iMac, and it's served me very well. But it's also served me well that I have this RAID on the network attached via gigabit Ethernet. So I can just move files on and off, but I always have a pretty space. Like right now I have 73 gigabytes free. But I'll bring over something from the other server as needed. I've got every time I do a total party kill, like I have to bring over the Final Cut library. Mm-hmm. To do the video version, and that's like 21 gigabytes. So I don't leave that on my Mac. I relocate any podcast project that is not currently being worked on. I move it all off to the server. That's my kind of concession to working on an SSD, is that I do have to move stuff around, but that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good solution. Saves you some networking problems and the like.
Yeah, yeah, and the Ethernet, since it's on wired Ethernet, and these devices both have gigabit Ethernet support, right? That it's a fast, you know, copying those huge files takes no time.
So you have the mini is on the Ethernet and your other computer as well. Is that essentially the RAID is connected via Thunderbolt to the mini.
To the mini. Yeah.
So I don't have... My iMac is not on Ethernet because it's in a different room from the router. It's just a pain.
Right.
But it's on the Wi-Fi. But the mini is on the Ethernet because it's just much better.
So. Yeah. That's something that I did end up setting up here, is that I've got wired to
my problem is just I'm running out of... I would need to put a switch in at this point because I'm just way out of ports on my router.
Oh, yeah. I bought some more... Yeah, I've got an Ethernet switch. I've got two of them. I mean, I've got a lot of cables going to a lot of different places.
That's the thing. I'm trying to avoid too much cable, not a nightmare situation, but, you know, or at least consolidate them in one place, which is mainly behind the TV.
I realize now that I'm going to actually have to do some rewiring because I want to... last night we were doing an Incomparable thing and my internet went out. What happened was that we had a power fluctuation. And my iMac was fine because it's on a UPS, but some devices, including the router, the cable modem, rebooted. And so I was off the internet for like 10 minutes and I realized, okay, this is why I need to move my cable modem and my router from the living room to my office. Because this wasn't my office when we put them in, but it is now. It's like, if I bring them into my office, I can put them on the UPS.
Right.
And then if we have a fluctuation like that, you know, the TV went off and the oven lost the clock on it, right? But it would have kept the internet up the whole time. The Wi-Fi routers might have even cycled, but the Ethernet and the cable modem and all of that would have been solid if they were on the UPS. So I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to drill some holes and run the coax from the cable in here instead. And then I'm also going to have to run Ethernet... I've got Ethernet running between them, so that's what I have to do. Is I have to drill just the one hole, but I'm gonna have to do that.
Someday when I have a house and can actually get away with that.
Yeah, drilling holes is fun, that'll actually solve a bunch of problems because then if I have a power fluctuation like that, we'll just keep working. But not yet. We're not there yet. So. But the UPS, I am happy to say it totally worked. My computer stayed up the whole time. I just lost the internet.
Yeah, another one of those things that I think every once in a while I should invest in. But I've been pretty lucky so far and haven't needed one. Knock on something.
Yeah, it's when you get used to working on a laptop when it doesn't matter, and then you're working on an iMac. The UPS,
you're like, what?
It's nice to have it there just because. Yeah, if your power goes out, whatever you didn't save is gone. And for this, it's not going to last. This battery is huge, but it's still not going to power an iMac very long.
Although
even
these days, I feel like with a lot of the autosave stuff,
sure,
you don't need. I don't even lose work so much as it's just like, oh. Well, I can't turn my computer on again, right? Like until the power comes back on or whatever.
Yeah, that's also
because like you can. I've you know, having quit BB Edit now, just gotten super used to quitting BB Edit without saving on literally untitled documents and having them pop up again.
Yeah, they're all there.
I'm very spoiled for
with
that.
Versioning too. That's the thing. I've got it even with versioning. So I've got 50 copies of that BB Edit document if I really need to roll it back. It's funny that it does that itself. It's not using Apple's.
Right,
built-in system, but it works. So.
And when High Sierra rolls around, APFS I think will make some of that potentially more robust as well. So,
sure,
we've got it. Used to be a plot in like TV shows and movies for years, right? The computer gets unplugged or whatever, and it's like, no, my term paper that I spent all night working on. And it's like there's a good artifact. It's like dial tones, right? Like things that you don't run into anymore. Payphones, that kind of stuff.
Totally.
So,
well, we should probably go. I got more podcasts to record. I didn't have this planned, even though I know that we do this. This means that this today will be my third consecutive day of recording three podcasts. Make it stop.
Sorry.
I'm not recording any podcasts tomorrow.
That's good. Take the day off. You've earned it.
Thanks. But then we're playing Dungeons and Dragons on Sunday. So, back in the saddle.
So, you get one day off. Yeah. Don't push it.
It's tough life.
Back to the podcast minds, Jason.
Tough life having to watch Batman cartoons and
play D&D.
And play D&D. Tough life. Hard life.
No one else should have to live this.
Well, thanks to everybody out there for being a Six Colors member. We really appreciate it. You keep the lights on. You let us do what we do for a living. And we appreciate it. And yeah, enjoy your hot rain, Dan.
Thanks. That sounds terrible.
Bye.
Bye.